Teachers of Reddit, have you ever had a student try to seduce you? What happened? Serious? NSFW. Haha, the suave bro in 10th grade was like, "Hey miss, do you want a kiss?" and offered me a Hershey's kiss from a bag of chocolate, and I was all, "No candy in the classroom." So he said, "How about a date?" Kid legitimately had a bag of kisses and a bag of dates with him. I am a music teacher and I was running an after school a cappella group. One of the girls was very cool and extremely different, in a good way. She would stay after to clean up and help with anything she could. We got along great. She graduated. We became friends. We started a relationship. I got fired. We're together now and I couldn't be happier. Student taught in middle school band, and after a few months one of the clarinet players broke out of a pack of giggling girls to ask me if I had a girlfriend and what my favorite thing to do on a date was. She was so visibly nervous I felt bad for her. Gave me some flashbacks of my incredible awkwardness at that age. I teach high school kids. I'm young compared to most other teachers at my school. I get loads of cheeky comments questions. The best one was, "Miss, I can't come to that detention you set me on Wednesday. I can do Friday though. My place." I'm fairly young and teach middle schoolers, so the most that ever happens is me catching them looking at my butt when I'm writing on the board, or trying to look down my shirt when I help them with a math problem. It's really awkward for me. But I know they're in an awkward stage, so I don't call them out. Usually after I catch them they look away quickly and don't do it again. I teach middle school. So I have had a few boys with crushes. One boy would use his lunch money and buy me a cup of coffee and bring it to me. Had to call home and it was a funny awkward parent conversation. Another boy would always tell his teachers he had lessons. "I'm a music teacher," and come down to see if I needed help. Again. Had to send him back and talk to his parents. The most awkward and uncomfortable one was this boy viola player, Steven. He would compliment me and always say borderline inappropriate things. I talked to guidance, but I was one of the few teachers that could get him to do anything. So they would ask me to try and mentor him. I called home. But no parents around. Just grandparents who spoke Spanish. Then he started trying to put his arm around me and be uncomfortably close to me. I had to go to the guidance counselor again and get them involved because it was bad. He couldn't switch classes because I'm the only orchestra teacher. And he was actually quite a good player. One day he comes to lessons and says, "Well, I'm a man now, MRS. Iramisol 919. Come sit next to me and let me show you." Welp, I had to ask him to leave. Again guidance meetings because I could never get in touch with any parents. Turned out he went to a party and got a blowjob by two girls at the same time and was bragging about it. Finally, had a meeting with parents, principal and a translator. He was suspended for the rest of the year since I was not the only person he was inappropriate with. Mind you, the kid is in 8th grade, so like 13. He is now in jail at 19 for rape. It's really sad actually. Yes, finally the chance to tell this. I'm a female high school teacher, and once during my second year of teaching, I was 24. One of my male students came in before school. "Can I talk to you?" he asked. He seemed nervous. "Sure," I said. He pulled a chair up in front of my desk and sat down. "I'm in love," he said. He then grabbed my hand and started to stroke my palm with his index finger. I yanked my hand back, and may have screamed back at the same time. "I'm much older than you," I said. "It doesn't matter. I have a boyfriend. It doesn't matter. Leave and go with me." Common no. I finally got him to leave my room and then immediately ran down the hall to tell the school social worker, my department chair, and every teacher friend I had, just so I couldn't get nailed on it later. It was not the most serious seduction attempt ever, but it took me by complete surprise and was probably the most awkward conversation of my life. And as a teacher, I have a lot of awkward conversations. A girl once took my phone and put it between her breasts. I didn't know how to respond. I was merely an intern. Same girl put cute as evaluation of my teaching. Awkward. A friend had it worse. A girl went completely crazy over him. She started crying and it explicitly told him she wanted to have a sex with him. He tried to calm her down and talk her to stop crying. Didn't work. He had to get the principal involved in the end. Both girls were 15. This happened to me several times with the same girl. She was constantly failing and at the end of the 6 weeks, would become flirty. Her biggest thing would be to ask if there was any way she could pass the 6 weeks and then press her breasts against my arm. I would ask her to get off of me and she would comply. Nothing came of it. She was a vile, disgusting young woman who I was continually repulsed by. I documented the incidents, reported them to my AP and principal, and asked that she be removed from my class. But nothing was ever done. The school I worked at was low performing and attendance was a huge issue, so they weren't about to suspend her. I teach English at a language center, and almost all of my female students have either been my age or older. I'm in Kiev, Ukraine, so we're allowed to date our students, co-workers, etc. Dated 2 students. Good times. I was regularly subbing in a pre-K classroom a while back. We were lining up after recess one day when a tiny round boy from the class popped up beside me and slid his hand into mine. I looked down and said, "Hi, Felix." He looked up into my eyes and said, so sweetly, "Miss Tachonic, when I give you a ring, and when we get married, me and you and mommy and daddy will live together in McDonald's forever." I teach 11th and 12th grade. When I first started teaching, I was 22, so my students were only 4-6 years younger than me. I had one girl, a senior, stop me in the hallway and say, "Mr. Name, I want you, and I will have you." I just sort of laughed and walked away. Another time, the same girl was being very loud at play auditions, so I poked my head through the curtain and said, "Hey, why are you being so loud?" Her response, "Why are you so physically attractive?" The other teachers helping out with the play were female and couldn't stop laughing. I was kind of irked, because that seemed like a double standard. Both times it occurred, I reported it to my principal right away. Another female student would routinely unbutton the top of her blouse and come to my desk and lean over to talk to me. She's a stripper now. Actually invited me to come see her strip. Again, reported to principal right away. My funniest one, though, was this 19-year-old Russian exchange student. I walked into my classroom and she was sitting at my desk, in my chair, with my pointer. I asked her what she was doing, and, right in front of the class, she replied, with this coy smile, "I'm playing with your stick." The class thought it was hilarious, and in hindsight, it was, but goddamn, it was awkward. Still, I've noticed that the female students never receive any consequences for this it, which is odd. Yep, a couple girls tried that it on me. Low-cut shirt, touchy-feely, "I'll do anything for a better grade." Nothing happened. I just glared and said studying is a good way to get a better grade. This is my father's story, so probably couldn't happen now like it did in the 70s, but at my father's high school graduation, the entire class knew of one student that had a crush on a female teacher. She had skipped a few grades and become a teacher early, so she was about 6 years older than him. At the graduation ceremony, the teachers were all lined up to shake each student's hand. This particular student went across shaking their hands, then planted a hand on each cheek and full mouth kissed the teacher on which he had a crush. It was considered a joke and everyone laughed as he received a light slap for the prank. Today the two are married with 3 children. Kind of. It seems like seduction implies some kind of skill, so I wouldn't go that far. But I taught 12th grade English. I had one student who seemed to just really like me. He would do things like show up before class with a coffee for me. Whenever he would make a sexual joke to another student, he would glance at me and say, "Right, Mrs. T?" Then he started writing really explicit things in his class journal about an older woman he wanted to do things to. I never commented. When he asked if I read it, I would say, "Yep," and that was that. It kind of came to a head when he was about to turn 18 and invited me to his birthday party. It was supposedly at a local strip club, and he didn't know I knew that when he told me the name of the place. He kept saying, "Come on, Mrs. Capital T, you're the only one I really want to be there with." He kept going on and on about it during class, so I finally said he needed to stay with me after class. Retrospectively, I hope he didn't get the wrong idea. So he stayed after class and I said, "Brian, you're a great student and you are fun and smart. But I am your teacher and I could get my ass fired if any weird rumors popped up about me being inappropriate with a student. Don't get me fired. Okay? He took it seriously through the whole year until prom when he came to class in a tux and a with a flower for me and asked me to be his date. I laughed it off and said, well, I have to chaperone so I will be there anyway. I didn't chaperone but he seemed satisfied with my answer. Last day of school he asked for a hug and I gave him one. Then I said something like, there are lots of TAs in college and sent him on his way. I've been teaching for a few years. I'm young and not hideous so I get a lot of come-ons. Though to be honest, they're more a sexual harassment than come-ons. Intended to embarrass rather than seduce. But one boy in my class keeps hanging round my room at break and lunch and asking for books and plays in French to read. I think he might have a crush. He told me my eye makeup was pretty today. It was. Conversely, I had a teacher in school who tried to seduce me. He once told me in class I has a husky voice and would be well suited to working on a phonics line. What a guy. I was a graduate teaching assistant, and I was meeting with an undergraduate student about a poor test grade. Which wasn't uncommon as the professor often let students improve test grades. She came in wearing a tracksuit. The kind you might wear to the gym. Not so much anything else that required modesty. The top was unzipped, displaying her impressive breasts. Which were clearly meant to be on display. She stated she was willing to do anything to improve her grade. For one brief, glorious moment, a multitude of scenarios ran through my mind. After that one brief, glorious moment, I walked her out of my office and into the professor's office without saying a word. I don't know if she was seriously offering what I thought she was or if she just expressed herself poorly and had just come from the gym. I was in my third year of law school, and I wasn't going to find out. I had a troublemaking student last year who was a constant thread of annoyance. One of the things I do when I'm trying to refocus a student when they're acting a fool is to stare at them and give them a WTF kind of look usually works. Well, one day this student decided to confront me about me and my looks after school. Her and one of her friends show up at my door. As a policy, I don't speak to students alone. So I bring my neighbor into the room with me. Why do you always look at me funny? I don't always look at you. You're a student in my class. I have 27 other kids that need my attention as much as you. Well, you always give me a look like this. Slightly sexual take on the WTF face. Well, if I'm giving you a look, it's probably because you're not on task and I'm trying to get you on task without calling out your name in front of every. Her friend starts laughing. She looks rejected. Well, my mom said if she ever saw you, she would cut you out. Student slams my door. Me and my neighbor have a little giggle over the girl's first heartbreak, and then write a report. Go to Love Middle School. Edit formatting. Had a student leave her phone on the final exam of a senior level finance course. We went out a few times. She was cool. We are still friends. NBD. That was the only one I acted upon. Other than that, I get about one or two lady students per semester I teach ask me out or try to seduce. Nowadays I assign seats and put those types in the back of the class. I've seen some female teachers get hit on. My room neighbor says she wrote a kid up for telling another that he'd do her. I had a student, good looking girl, definitely knew her looks were an asset. She came up to my desk during work time. I have a 70%. You do? Yeah. You didn't know. I didn't care. She was a pain in the ass and I'm not afraid to show it. I definitely deserve a B. Leans forward with hands on my desk. You do. 7 seconds silence. Me staring with disdain. Go sit down. And get it. My wife is a preschool teacher and one of her students tried to hump her leg. Does that count? I'm not a teacher but I had a year-long crush on my 11th grade band teacher. We chatted on ICQ and I sent her so many flirty pictures and messages. She was around 28 and lonely in a rural hell. I remember her once saying, I only wish you were at least 22. Such a shame. She couldn't stay the entire school year because of the terrible pay, but I helped her move out of her place after she resigned. She made me chicken nuggets and we slow danced it around and around on that last day I seen her. It was nice. Glad I got to say goodbye. Attention, please keep in mind that the OP of this thread has chosen to mark this post with the serious replies only tag. Therefore, any replies that are jokes, puns, off topic, or are otherwise non-contributory will be removed. If you see others posting comments that violate this tag, please report them to the mods. Thanks for your cooperation and enjoy the discussion. I am a bot. Our auto moderator comments Q11 poo. What is auto moderator? And this action was performed automatically. Please contact the moderators of this subreddit. Message composed to equals %2fr%2frscredit. If you have any questions or concerns. I was a substitute teacher a few years back. One night I went to a party with some friends and ended up making out with a really cute blonde. A few days later I was subbing for a high school class and who should walk in but said blonde. She had neglected to say that she was still in high school and certainly didn't look it. So this caught me by surprise. I was hoping nothing would be said. But as soon as the bell rang, her friend who she had been whispering to exclaimed, "You made out with the teacher." So much for subtlety. To make it worse, she was smiling and sending me texts throughout the entire class period saying, "You look really cute. When are we getting together again?" I never saw her again and nothing came of it. But it was about the most uncomfortable hour of my life. I had a student buy me a light up rose and an enormous fake diamond ring for Valentine's Day. He told me I could maybe just wear it or whatever. They're pretty young, so it's innocent. Parents on the other hand are not so innocent. I've had a few that have made some inappropriate phone calls and remarks. One even grabbed my ass. I had to have co-workers sit in during parent conferences just to be safe. Edit. Yes, I still have it. I'm not a teacher. But now that I look back, my female maths teacher would always wear low-cut tops and lean on my desk with both arms. Do you have any idea how hard it is to focus on my maths book when there's a set of jubblies 6 inches away from eye level?